Julian Assange files unhinged anti-Trump legal action to undo Maria Corina Machado's Nobel Peace Prize. By Christian K. Caruso on December 18, 2025. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange on Wednesday filed a criminal complaint in Sweden against the Nobel Foundation, seeking to prevent Venezuelan Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Corina Machado from receiving the $1.18 million monetary prize that comes with the award and demanding she returns the medal. Assange claimed in the report that Machado's endorsement of President Donald Trump's pressure campaign against Venezuela's socialist regime allegedly violates Alfred Nobel's will and constitutes misappropriation and facilitation of war crimes under Swedish law. In a lengthy statement published on social media, WikiLeaks explained that Assange filed a complaint against 30 members of the Nobel Foundation and its leadership, accusing them of allegedly committing serious crimes, including the crime of gross misappropriation of funds, facilitation of war crimes and crimes against humanity, and the financing of the crime of aggression. WikiLeaks shared a copy of the full 9-page complaint lodged at both Sweden's Economic Crime Authority and War Crimes Units in Stockholm. Assange is demanding that Swedish authorities freeze the $1.18 million monetary prize for Machado and that the Nobel Peace Prize medal be returned. Assange is also demanding an investigation into all named persons in the complaint for breach of trust, facilitation of war crimes and crimes against humanity, and conspiracy and to fully investigate domestically or refer the matter to the International Criminal Court, ICC, in addition to other demands. The complaint shows that Alfred Nobel's 1895 will explicitly mandates that the Peace Prize go to the individual who during the preceding year conferred the greatest benefit to humankind by doing the most or the best work for fraternity between nations, for the abolition or reduction of standing armies and for the holding and promotion of peace congresses, the statement read in part. Assange argues that the political decision of the Norwegian Selection Committee does not suspend the fiduciary duty of Swedish funds administrators. Any disbursement contradicting this mandate constitutes misappropriation from the endowment, the statement continued. In October, the Norwegian Nobel Committee awarded the 2025 Nobel Peace Prize to Machado for her tireless work promoting democratic rights for the people of Venezuela and for her struggle to achieve a just and peaceful transition from dictatorship to democracy. Machado dedicated the award to the Venezuelan people and President Trump for his support of the Venezuelan cause. Machado, a former lawmaker and the leader of Venezuela's only mainstream center-right party Vant Venezuela, received the award in recognition for her extensive labor in organizing a nationwide effort in Venezuela that successfully obtained and secured voter tallies across voting stations in Venezuela on July 28, 2024, the day when the socialist regime held its most recent sham presidential election which dictator Nicolás Maduro claims he won. Neither Maduro, nor any Venezuelan authority, has published a single piece of documentation or voter tabulation that can corroborate the dictator's alleged victory at press time. The voter tallies collected by Venezuelans nationwide on that day showed that Maduro overwhelmingly lost the election to candidate Edmundo González, the only opposition candidate that Maduro allowed to be on the ballot. The ballots remain safeguarded by the government of Panama since January. González ultimately fled the country after the Venezuelan socialist regime accused him and Machado of spurious treason charges. Machado remained in hiding since the aftermath of the election, facing constant threats of arrest by Maduro regime officials. The Nobel Peace Prize laureate, who the Maduro regime banned from leaving the country in 2014, was able to successfully escape from Venezuela this month and receive the Nobel Peace Prize in Oslo. She did not make it in time for the December 10 ceremony, prompting her daughter, Ana Karina Sosa Machado, to receive the award on behalf of her mother and deliver Machado's speech. Machado safely arrived in Oslo hours after the ceremony and confirmed that the Trump administration helped her escape from Venezuela to Norway. Machado did not disclose details of the daring operation because there are people who could be in danger. Machado also called upon the international community to conduct efforts towards weakening the Maduro regime's repressive apparatus by cutting its cash flows from drug and human trafficking, the oil black market, and arms trafficking. The opposition leader held several interviews and press conferences in the following days. In one such interview, Machado told CBS Margaret Brennan on December 15 that she was absolutely supportive of President Donald Trump's strategy against the Maduro regime. Machado said, "Look, I absolutely support President Trump's strategy. And we, the Venezuelan people, are very grateful to him and to his administration. Because I believe he is a champion of freedom in this hemisphere. And that's why, and I say this from Oslo right now, I have dedicated this award to him because I think that he finally has put Venezuela in where it should be. In terms of a priority for the United States national security. And we do support these actions, because, Margaret, we are facing, not a conventional dictatorship. This is a very complex criminal structure that has turned Venezuela into a safe haven of international crime and terrorist activities. Starting with Russia, Iran, Cuba, Hezbollah, Hamas, the Colombian guerrilla, the drug cartels operating freely and directed in partnership with Maduro and his regime." Assange cited Machado's December 15 remarks to CBS and other past statements issued by the opposition leader in the complaint in a list titled, "Machado's Incitements to War Make Her Ineligible." An October statement issued by Machado supportive of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on the war in Gaza was included as evidence that she does not deserve the award. Assange notes that the members of the Nobel Foundation have previously exercised their supervisory authority over the prizes and their disbursements by withholding literature prize disbursements in 2018. Failure to intervene here, despite U.S. war crimes off the Venezuelan coast and Machado's key role in furthering aggression, incurs criminal liability, Wikipedia's statement read. WikiLeaks accompanied the statement with a screenshot of President Trump's Tuesday Truth Social post announcing a total and complete blockade of all sanctioned oil tankers entering or leaving Venezuela. The complaint notes that there is a real risk that the funds derived from Nobel's endowment have been or will be intentionally or negligently diverted from their charitable purpose to facilitate aggression, crimes against humanity, and war crimes, Wikipedia said. This complaint seeks the immediate freezing of all remaining funds and a full criminal investigation lest the Nobel Peace Prize be permanently converted from an instrument of peace into an instrument of war, Assange concluded. Christian K. Caruso is a Venezuelan writer and documents life under socialism. You can follow him on Twitter here.